This is Passport to Texas. Animal health officials and wildlife biologists are concerned about chronic wasting disease, or CWD, a fatal neurological disease found in deer and elk.
Chronic wasting disease is part of a disease family known as TSEs, which is the transmissible spongiform encephalopathies.
Doug Humphreys is a wildlife biologist and big game specialist. He says CWD is nothing new.
It was in Colorado in the late 60s, early 70s when it was first detected.
Other states report CWD among populations of free-ranging deer and elk. Once contracted, it may take years before animals become symptomatic. Humphreys says CWD is transmitted from animal to animal.
That makes it unique compared to the other TSEs that have usually come from contaminated feed or are just spontaneous diseases.
So far, white-tailed deer in the Lone Star State are clean.
Thus far, we have not detected a positive case in Texas.
Learn more about chronic wasting disease on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. We record our series at the Blockhouse in Austin, Texas. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.